I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. We told you Friday about Turkey's deportation of almost 200 Protestant Christian workers since 2018. Soner Tufan serves as the spokesperson for the Turkish Protestant Alliance. He says it all started when Turkey imprisoned American pastor Andrew Brunson. The government claimed he had ties to terrorist organizations.
In that process, the Turkish government had many difficulties because American government pushed a lot and it was too much pressure on government. That's why after that, our government created new ways to deport the foreign missionaries from Turkey.
Tufan says Turkish believers will need to adjust in their absence, relying more on local leaders. Pray Turkish believers would feel their connection to the global body of Christ. And have you noticed the Ukraine crisis getting more attention than, say, the Taliban's reign of terror in Afghanistan or the humanitarian crisis in Yemen? If so, you're not alone. Fadi Sharia with MENA Leadership Center says,
what is happening is causing Christians in the MENA, especially the Christian minorities in Syria, Iraq, feeling that we have been left alone.
Pray the Lord would provide support for urgent needs in the MENA region.
Life is not fair, but as Christians, we are called to do justice. It's a trauma, definitely. I mean, I feel with the Ukrainian at the same time. We need not to be discriminative against immigrant is immigrant, regardless of their skin color.
And praise God for his timing. Some MENA countries have begun to accept Ukraine refugees, and believers are ready, thanks to MLC. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slava Gospel Association offers My Father's House. It's a devotional for women, written by women, and it uses object lessons along with stories of ministry to Slavic women for spiritual growth. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.